USA Radio News.
He meant a lot to this state, but to the country, he meant as much.
As an immigrant, his fight for immigration reform is close to my heart.
It wasn't necessarily his politics, but more of his character. The fact that he served his country, he was a prisoner of war, he did everything so courageously.
People reflecting on the life and legacy of Senator John McCain as McCain lie in state today at the Arizona Capitol. On Thursday, a memorial service will be held at North Phoenix Baptist Church, where former Vice President Joe Biden and others will give tributes to McCain. A judge dismissed child neglect charges today against three of the five people arrested at a remote desert compound in northern New Mexico, where 11 children were found living in filth. The judge ruled he could not keep the three in custody because prosecutors missed a 10-day limit to establish probable cause for the neglect charges. The Dow was up 60 points today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Canadian Foreign Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland is meeting with U.S. trade officials after a tentative trade deal was reached between the United States and Mexico earlier this week. Freeland spoke earlier today in Washington, D.C.
When it comes to Mexico, we had a good conversation with three Mexican lead officials who came to our embassy last night, and that was very productive. We now need to have some good, deep conversations with our U.S. partners, and that's what we're doing.
New data released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released today show that health insurance coverage for the first 3 months of 2018 was about the same as it was in 2017, but more Americans are saddled with high-deductible plans. The percentage of people under 65 with private insurance in a high-deductible plan did rise by almost 4%, though, from last year to this year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
In this gig economy, more and more women are becoming entrepreneurs and taking that leap of faith. What does it take, though, to actually do that, and how long can that process take? Maxie McCoy is a leadership expert and author of a new book titled You're Not Lost, an inspired action plan for finding your own way. She joined me earlier today, and one of the things I asked her was about three big milestones that people need to accomplish.
Yeah, the three milestones are ditch, create, and rise. And ditch is about what are the mindsets and the belief systems that we need to let go of in order to move forward. And it's, you know, it's really about not having to fit into the mold, being the highest expression of who we are, not needing to have the destination in order to have direction. The second, create, is about what it looks like to actually be in action, be taking the small steps and the people that we need around us and where and what those small steps are and how to do them. And rise is about ascension. You know, once we are into action, the path is going to start to open up. Now, that's not going to be all rainbows and sunshine. There might be some uncomfortable feelings, you know, fear, and being able to reframe that into friction and know that, you know, just because we're feeling uncomfortable doesn't mean that we shouldn't be doing it.
Taking a quick look at your numbers on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial is up just over 70 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.